With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A church explosion in upstate New York sends five people to the hospital. It leaves two in critical condition.
An explosion, possibly from gas, rips through a church in upstate New York Tuesday morning, injuring five people, including the pastor and four firefighters who were responding to a report of a gas odor at the Abundant Life Church in rural Boonville, about 50 miles northeast of Syracuse. State troopers say the building was reportedly heated by propane cylinders. Police say four people were in the church's basement when the furnace turned on, triggering an explosion. A firefighter on the first floor trying to ventilate the building was thrown against a wall by the blast. I'm Julie Walker.
More legal woes for social media platforms in Europe. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
X is facing a new EU privacy investigation after its Grok chatbot generated non-consensual deepfake images on the platform. Ireland's Data Protection Commission says Grok has created and shared sexualized images of real people, including children. While X has added some limits to Grok, European authorities are still not satisfied. X also faces other probes in Europe. That includes Spain, which has ordered prosecutors to investigate X, Meta, and TikTok for alleged crimes related to AI-generated child sex abuse materials on their platforms. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Iran has announced the temporary closure of the Strait of Hormuz for live-fire military drills. The rare show of force came as its negotiators held another round of indirect talks with the United States over its disputed nuclear program. On Wall Street, the Dow by 32 points, the S&P rose 7. This is SRN News. More bad news about America's young adults, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
We already know they are less inclined to get married and are having fewer kids, so perhaps it should come as no surprise that they are dating less. A new poll released by the Institute for Family Studies finds that well over two-thirds of young adults rarely or never go on a date. The primary reason is money. Most of them don't have enough. But there's also been a rapid rise in social anxiety and an obsession with what the digital world can offer. Michael Harrington reporting.
New York politicians have defiantly raised a rainbow flag at the Stonewall National Monument amid a boisterous cheering crowd after the Trump administration removed the symbol of gay pride from the LGBT landmark. The Park Service quickly took the flag down again, and the Interior Department dismissed the incident as a political stunt, criticizing the city's Democratic leadership. This is SRN News. This just isn't the kind of headline we're used to.
Thailand is using a birth control vaccine on elephants, trying to stop a problem where the massive creatures clash with humans while searching for food. Wild elephants killed 30 people last year in Thailand. Veterinarians tested the vaccine on domesticated elephants for 2 years before giving the shots to three wild elephants. That vaccine blocks pregnancy for about 7 years. Jason Walker reporting.
Warner Brothers Discovery is briefly reopening takeover talks with Skydance owned Paramount to hear the company's best and final offer, while the Hollywood giant continues to back the studio and streaming deal that it struck with Netflix. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.